Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Crews have been quickly working on a new shelter for the hundreds of homeless people displaced by the closing of Boston's largest shelter on Long Island when the bridge to the island was suddenly condemned 3 months ago. And today, shelter space for 100 people opens in a city building on Southampton Street. More beds are expected to be ready in a couple of months. But as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, advocates say a lot more is needed.
Painters, pipe fitters, welders, carpenters, and many more union workers have been hard at it for about 2 weeks now. What was a disused transportation department building in the city's Newmarket neighborhood is quickly being transformed into what Mayor Marty Walsh promises will be a state-of-the-art homeless shelter. Carpenter Rick Mason installs safety railings on a loading dock for the 45,000-square-foot building, which is on Southampton Street. He's been working to help get the facility ready for its first occupants by tonight.
Oh, yeah, long hours. 12-hour days on average. But for a good cause, so get it all done, and to me, it's worth it.
Upstairs, 100 freshly painted metal bunk beds and bedding await, along with a brand-new shower and bathroom, as well as offices, workshops, and a dining area. This first phase is budgeted at about $2 million, but it could take millions more to reach the eventual goal of several hundred more beds. Beds for at least some of the homeless people displaced since October, when a bridge to a big shelter on Long Island was condemned, can't come too soon.
We're thrilled and relieved that we have another 100 beds starting.
Pooja Bala is clinical director for the nonprofit Healthcare for the Homeless program. The group's foyer, a few blocks away from the new shelter, bustles with clients and clinicians. One man, Tom, who did not want his last name used because of his opiate addiction, says the Long Island facility's substance abuse services helped to steady him. Now, Tom says, getting by is harder.
My eating habits have changed. I've been sick because of the hot and the cold. It's got a lot of people out in the streets right now when they shouldn't be.
Since the closure, Tom and many others have bounced between the streets and temporary shelter in a South End gym or other provisional facilities, including 45 cots for women that are set up in an atrium each night. Bala says as helpful as the new spaces on Southampton Street will be, they'll only address part of the need.
When something like this happens, everything gets triggered, and especially the folks who are struggling with addiction, many of them were moved off very quickly without any access to treatment.
None of the beds being made available today are specifically for addicts. A new post-detox facility with 45 beds does open in Mattapan late this month. Still, in the wake of the Long Island closure, the city will remain short hundreds of beds for the homeless, making all involved anxious to see spring come when the complete build-out of the Southampton Street shelter is expected to be finished. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.